The ruling leaves an uncertain legal landscape in which couples may be eligible for some federal benefits, but not for others. Sharon Gershoni is Israeli and has struggled to maintain legal status in the U.S. for almost a decade because her wife could not sponsor her for a visa. Speaking just after the ruling, Gershoni and Sara Lev said they're overjoyed to be newly eligible for immigration relief.
Absolutely fantastic. We kind of can't believe it. We've had all these phone calls from people crying. We're just ecstatic.
But the couple who live in Philadelphia will not qualify for many other federal benefits.
Each agency within the federal government defines marriage differently.
Angela Giampolo is chair of the Gay and Lesbian Lawyers of Philadelphia. She says some federal agencies base their recognition on where a marriage was performed, but others on where a couple resides. Since Pennsylvania doesn't recognize any same-sex unions, neither will the IRS or the Social Security Administration. They won't extend benefits to Pennsylvania residents.
People have to look at what federal right they're looking to avail themselves to, then look at what that agency, how they define marriage, and then that will determine whether or not you here in Pennsylvania have access to that privilege or benefit.
If that sounds like a legal mess to you, you're not alone. Legal experts predict this patchwork of regulations will be the subject of the next round of same-sex marriage litigation. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.